Welcome to Music and the Media, a podcast about current trends in the very fractured music industry. Who are the new breakthrough artists? How are they reaching their audiences? And just what are their audiences buying? Or are the audiences paying at all? Each week, we gather perspectives from people involved in music making, music recording, or music marketing to keep you in the know. And now, your host and music aficionado, Skip Richards.
Hi everyone, Skip Richards here, with some perspective on just how much the music scene has changed for everyone. Back when I started in this wonderful business, I was helping bands produce demos to shop to record companies. A band got a deal, made a record, and then went on tour to promote the record. And that's how it was for a good 30 years. Then, right around 2000, the internet became the world's record player, and people were downloading and sharing recordings for free. And slowly but surely, by 2010, everything flipped upside down. With the popularity of festivals and the evolution of South by Southwest touring and merch became the revenue stream, and recordings were the promotional support for the tour. And for many bands, the internet enabled bands to be totally self-contained. Look at bands like Weezer and Radiohead. Need I say more?
Thanks, Skip, and thank you all for joining us this week on Music and the Media. Make sure to visit our website, musicandthemedia.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, so you'll never miss a show. See you next week.